This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad you've taken time to listen and to tune us in. Now, if you'd like to contact me, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. You can re-listen to this program on the website. And if you would like to contact me, you can contact me either through the website or through regular mail. So if you need those addresses, you might want to get a pencil and a piece of paper out so you can write them down. Now, today we're going to look at Luke 21 once again. Last time we spent some time on the names of the Lord Jesus, particularly as they revealed him as the one who was to come the first time. We noted his name was Jesus, which meant Savior. We talked about him being the Christ, the anointed one of God. We talked about him being Emmanuel, that is, God with us. And we talked about him being the Lord. And we emphasized that many people fail to understand that this one who was the baby in Bethlehem's manger needs to become our Lord or our Master. We also looked at him as the Word, the one who is not only the message of God, but the messenger of God. And looking at him as the Word, we noted last time that he was full of grace and truth. And that's what seems to be emphasized when we remember the coming of the Lord the first time as a babe in Bethlehem's manger. We like to remember the grace, the unmerited blessings that God bestows upon us. We like to remember that the Lord fulfilled prophecy, represented truth, not relative truth, but absolute truth. And the truth is that he did come to save us, because as sinners, we do need to be saved. But when we look at him coming the first time, we noted that the majority still did not accept him. It was only the few that did. It was the majority that cried, "Crucify, crucify, away with this man. We will not have this man to reign over us." Now, I realize Christmas is a very popular time of the year. And when we look at Christmas, you would like to believe that everyone believes in the Christ of Christmas. But folks, it's not so. There's a religious system out there that uses Christmas as a way of worshiping the God that they want to worship without really recognizing the need for humbling ourselves before God, recognizing that as sinners we need a Savior. We worship the God of money this time of the year. We know that. We worship the God of affluence in the United States. And while all of this gift-giving and so forth is great, the question is, does it lead us to the true meaning of Christmas, which has to do with salvation? And so when we come to Matthew 7, 13, and 14, which I've quoted often, it says, "There's a straight and narrow gate which leads to life, and few there be that find it. And it's a broad and crowded way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." And the purpose of this program is to make us think about whether we're on the straight and narrow way, whether we've been born again, whether we've been saved and delivered from the wrath to come. Because when the Lord came the first time, the emphasis was upon his grace and truth. But when we look at this coming year, the Lord may come the second time. And when he comes the second time, for the Christian, it's going to be a blessing. But for the world that may have celebrated Christmas but never came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be a terrible time. And that day is coming. And I want to read to you from Luke chapter 21. We'll pick up where we have left off. And while I'm not going to try to explain how all these things that we read about in Luke 21 are going to happen, all I want you to understand as we go through it is that for the believing Jew, for the believing Christian, we're blessed, we're saved. We may go through times of tribulation. I do not believe we go through this period of great tribulation, which is actually what we're looking at here. But while we may go through troubles and trials, the Lord is with us, and he preserves us in those trials, and death itself is a release from those trials. But that's not true for an unbeliever. An unbeliever that dies in the great tribulations and trials and earthquakes and problems of the tribulation period dies to spend an eternity in everlasting destruction and punishment away from God. And friend, the purpose of this program is to make us think about these things and to see if we have enough confidence in God to believe his word and to be prepared for whatever this next year, this new year brings. I realize that the January 1 is but a date on a calendar, but it makes us realize that there's a year now with great promise, and there's a year that could hold great difficulty for us, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes to pass because we don't know what the future holds. The Bible says, boast not yourself of the morrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. And so, very simply put, we need to make sure the Lord is our Savior and that the one who came in Bethlehem's manger and demonstrated the grace and truth of God is the one that we have trusted, so that when he comes again to wreak vengeance upon people who have rejected him, that we ourselves will be delivered from the wrath to come. Luke 21 and verse 8 says, and he said, take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is drawn near. Therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. And many of these things we say are happening today, but they're just the foreshadowing of the real thing. What is being predicted here has not happened yet, in my opinion. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You'll be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And so he's probably talking to the Jews here who are true believers and who, in fact, understand what is happening. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. And he's talking about Jewish believers who will be greatly persecuted during this period of great tribulation. But not a hair of your head shall be lost. The Lord has his eye on these people, and he's preserving them. By your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days, But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, and there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and the earth, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. For they will see the Son of Man coming, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then Luke 21 and verse 28 says, now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. And we trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. If we put together all the prophecies associated with this day, it's apparent to me that a believing Jew is going to understand that there is a actual countdown with regard to the days of distress during this period. They will know that from the time that the temple and the temple has been desecrated until the end is going to be 1,260 days. And those who are really aware of what's happening may realize that from the signing of a peace treaty with a false messiah until the end of this period will be 7 years of 360 days. So when he says, when these things begin to happen, lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Now I'm talking about a calendar of events that's associated with the Jews. As far as the Lord's coming is concerned, in this day of grace, there is no date set. We're to be always ready. But as you look at what we've read, whether we understand it all or not, believers are either preserved or saved. And unbelievers are going to go through a time of fear and distress and persecution such as this world has never known. Now, friend, I realize that when things are calm and when there's no war and when it seems like we're healthy, that these things are hard to think about. And we don't want to think about them, but the Lord wants us to think about them. We are warned with regard to driving drunk because we don't want an accident. We are warned about the signs of cancer so that we can be preserved from its ravages. We are warned about taking flu shots and so on in order to preserve ourselves from the problems that happen when we don't prepare. Folks, the Lord is a gracious God, and his grace has been shown by the Lord coming as a babe and then being willing to grow up and prove himself to be the Son of God and dying on an old rugged cross. That grace has been shown. But those who crucified the Lord are going to pay for it nationally. And those who reject the Lord who has been crucified are going to pay for it personally. And that's why the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And friend, the purpose of this program is to make you think about what may happen this next year. And we want you to be prepared for it. We want you to be safe in Christ, trusting in him. And we trust that you have come to understand that as a sinner, the only place of safety is in the Lord Jesus and in trusting him and his work at the cross to save us from the wrath to come. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon this program and upon those who have listened. We thank thee for thy love, thy grace, thy truth, and thy word. And we thank thee that salvation is still available in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless those who have listened. We thank thee for thy love in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com. And we do thank you for listening.